is 13 Wham News at 11.
Good evening. Don't answer your door, keep your lights off, and don't give out candy to trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, that was the warning for convicted sex offenders throughout Monroe County and the state tonight. The goal, to keep kids safe on Halloween. Well, not everyone agrees such extremes are necessary, though, pointing out such incidents are rare.
All right, some child molesters and sex offenders say they actually have the right to hand out Halloween candy to your kids.
Feels good, doesn't it?
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, what do they call?
Something weird happened.
If they touch you weird and it don't feel good,
it didn't feel good.
What should they be called?
It felt gross.
Just take off your clothes.
Go on, take them off. I'll help you clean up.
I ain't going to get groped.
I'm going to take the picture to remember the day we spilled the paint.
I ain't going to get poked.
If you love scat, then you're going to be loving this stuff because it's top of the line.
It was a stormy night. Dracula's place. The Wolfman had a ball gag in his face. Frankie's bride with her nipples clamped. The mummy's cock was wet and damp.
Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Lots of coming blood.
It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie some fun.
Whips and chains lined the castle walls. The vampires had a case of blue balls. The smell of astrofly wafting in the air. The werewolves had matted pubic hair.
Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang. Full of fornication.
It was a monster gangbang. A little satanic masturbation.
Yes, Frankenstein
tried a little scat play. He did it on Dracula, but he wasn't gay. So Drac got mad and smeared some on the demon. Soon there was a frothy mix of shit and semen. The time had come and all were doomed. Peeking from the windows, it sure looked lewd. By the end of the night, the castle was defiled by feces, snot, and other bile.
Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Lots of coming blood.
It was a monster gangbang.
And that's when Frankie blew some mud.
Parents, warning signs that might indicate a child's drift toward Satanism include abrupt emotional changes, changes in school habits, rejection of parental values, unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft, obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references, rejection of friends, preference for being alone, meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary. The Geraldo Rivera Special, Devil Worship, will continue.
Police and child protection advocates say a registered sex offender should not operate a haunted house that attracts children.
Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
Hi, I'm Ronald Cooley of Ronald Cooley's Creepy House. By law, I'm required to inform you that I am a convicted sex offender. Not only in the state of Indiana, but also in Ohio, Maryland, California, Wyoming, and with a trial pending in Texas. But please, don't let that stop you from enjoying
Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
Spooktacular haunted trailer that'll make you shriek in horror.
Ronald Cooley's Creepy House will test out your gag reflexes with over 5 rooms of ghoulish nightmares.
Hey friends, it's Ronald Cooley again. I apparently forgot to mention the rape charges. That's right, I'm wanted in the state of Idaho for aggravated rape. Again, please don't let that stop you from visiting Ronald Cooley's Creepy House. Parents, just drop off your kids. You don't need to stay. In fact, no adults are allowed.
The living room of lost youth. The hallway of blacked out memories. And beware of the demonic slithering snake. He'll spit his creamy white venom in your anus. All of these frightening attractions and much more at
Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
It isn't a felony. I was charged with licking women's armpits in public.
There.
Please, don't let that stop you from coming to Ronald... What? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I was convicted in 2003 of selling Cambodian babies on the black market. Wasn't even in this fucking country. I operated out of Europe.
Ronald Cooley's Creepy House.
Return to the Simple Living with Leanne Paisley Howell Halloween Special. Welcome back! Now, whether you're seeking wealth, fame, or incredible power, the easiest way to obtain your goals is with a little help from the big guy downstairs. Getting his attention isn't always easy, though. Luckily, with a little bit of preparation and a good craftitude, summoning Beelzebub is a cinch. Depending on what evil powers you're seeking, your sacrifice will vary. For today's example, I just want to call upon the Dark Lord to shower down pain onto my ex-husband Gerald and his 25-year-old child bride, Melanie. She works at the makeup counter at Macy's. Isn't that just the cutest thing you ever heard? Anyway, for this sacrifice, a small woodland creature will do. It's important that you kill in the name of Satan as close to the start of the ritual as possible. Leaving bodies in your freezer chest for a month probably won't yield great results. Remember, a fresh corpse is always preferable. Next, lay the body face up on the pentagram drawn in excrement on the floor. If you're a sloppy artist or just have trouble with straight lines, your nearest Hobby Lobby should have a Satanist pentagram stencil kit. Just ask a friendly sales associate to locate it for you. Now, make sure candles are lit at each point of the pentagram. Because of the corpse and excrement, your natural instinct will be to use scented Yankee candles, but resist that urge. The devil doesn't like pleasant scents. Unscented is always best. Now it's time to recite the spell. English language spells work, but I found that Latin seems to be music to the devil's ears. Nom fiasco bolari quasti capelli. Ma faccio baliri quasta robi. Unita lama cure di quello c'è no mono passa. Non passa più stare in mezzo alle stroghe.
Why have you summoned me?
I would like you to do my bidding, Lord Satan.
And what are you offering to me?
This rabbit I slaughtered in your name.
A rabbit? Why do you insult? That's a very clean slaughter. What, did you use a knife?
No, I crushed his head with my shoe.
Yeah, but its skull looks intact there.
Oh, my heel went right through it. I simply decoupaged over the hole.
And you put the fur back over it.
Well, of course, I'm not a savage. Presentation is half of it. I mean, the devil's in the details, right?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there, yeah. Wow, color me impressed. This is the cleanest kill I've seen in a while. You would not believe some of the sacrifices I've witnessed. Entrails all over the place, blood, guts. It's like you're inviting a guest over. Tidy up the joint, right?
What is that belt you're wearing?
This thing?
That cannot be a store-bought.
No. I made this.
Oh my god, you're a crafter?
Where else am I gonna find a belt with the skulls of my victims hanging from it?
That is such an original idea.
Thank you.
You are something else.
So, what can I do for you today, ma'am?
I want you to inflict so much pain on Gerald, my ex-husband, and his new girlfriend. Well, wife now. His new wife, Melanie.
He left you? How in the world could anyone do that to someone like you? You're so... Never mind.
What? What were you gonna say?
Nothing. You're just so unique and beautiful and crafty.
You think I'm crafty?
Gerald didn't like my crafts.
That son of a bitch. Hey, what are you doing after the sacrifice?
Oh, I have dinner plans.
Oh.
With you.
You are... you're something else.
Okay, I think it's time for a break. When we come back, making a home-cooked meal for a new male friend. What does he like better, pork feet or the souls of the innocent? I think I know, but we'll find out during the break.
Demons are real. I want to say that right off the bat. The Bible was clear that Jesus drove out demon spirits. So we have a day now, Halloween, when we celebrate that and worship Satan.
Well, that's what my opponents want you to believe. Hi, I'm Lewis Richard Marigold III, but the mainstream media insists on calling me Satan. I'm here to set the record straight. One, I've got nothing to do with Halloween, okay? You think I'm a fucking party planner? I'm the goddamn devil. I got billions of souls down here to take care of, plus a crumbling infrastructure and, quite frankly, shitty Wi-Fi. I can't organize the underworld's bowling league, let alone mastermind a worldwide holiday. By the way, our team is named Dante's Pinferno. Yeah, I thought it was a little too punny, too. I was outvoted. Two, you know what the number one Halloween costume this year is? Something called Paw Patrol, because that's what I want to hitch my name to. Children dressed up as puppy dog firefighters. Ooh, that's a real gateway to the occult. Three, look, assholes, I'm a bad dude. Entrails, death, pain, suffering. That's what I'm all about. Not princesses, cartoon characters, candy, and obsession with fucking gourds. That's Halloween. They're making a mockery of me. Old crusty farts like Pat Robertson insist on dragging my name through the mud, perpetuating this myth I'm somehow going to possess your precious little kids and brainwash them into murderous zombies. That's not what Halloween is about. That is, however, why I created Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. Keep posting on those timelines, kid. I grow stronger with every snap. You're mine. So this November, please vote for me, Lewis Richard Marigold III, for City Water Commissioner. I'm Satan, and I approve this message.
Somewhere in the bowels of hell, Satan is preparing for tonight.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With death and destruction, my demon's main function to spread pain and fear on this most glorious day of the year. No time to gnaw on your flesh now. I've got to prepare. Hey, I'll rape you later. Looking good, MJ. But I must say I can't further digress. I'm about to rise to earth to kill, destroy, and possess. If there's one thing I've ever learned, you can fuck a live chick, but she's better burned on this most glorious day of the year.
Lucifer! Lucifer, we got a real problem.
Come on, I was in the middle of my song.
This is a real problem, it's your daughter.
Oh God, what did Kayla do now?
costume, Lucifer. It's a costume.
All right. Kayla, get down here now.
Dad, what is it?
Oh, my God. This has got to be a joke. This is a joke, right? The Virgin... You're going as the Virgin Mary. Are you at least going to give yourself a bloody cunt or something? I mean, come on. This is Halloween. Make your papa proud.
I told you I don't believe in that stuff.
You don't believe in that? What do you mean you don't believe in that?
I've been reading the Bible. In Corinthians, it says God says...
Don't you dare start quoting that rubbish. Great. The Prince of Misery and Darkness has a Christian daughter. Oh, I'm so proud. Oh, my God. You've just ruined this holiday for me. Ken, I want you to pull up my will. She's out of it. No inheritance for you, Kayla. Have a happy Halloween.
I'm still gonna pray for you, Dad.
Blow it out your slut face, Kayla.
Where did you meet the devil, you bitch? Why don't you answer me?
I was under the power of a demonic force that caused me to use crack cocaine.
In the name of Jesus, you homosexual spirit, you have no power.
Don't break my balls, priest.
These are the men possessed with sex.
You've got a hex on me, darling.
Our last resort was a deliverance to rid myself of these evil demons that they said were causing me to like men. So I consented to the exorcism.
I love mushrooms.
When ghouls from the abyss meet Japscat and Asian piss, and chicks with dicks come out to play on this most evil holiday, the hounds of hell will have you fraught, for in the ass they bury their knot, and the foul sights you see are from an elderly shitting spree. You tremble and shiver like the recipient of an HIV gift giver. That sound you hear on this old Halloween is just a fart emanating from a man's own pee. So, the night of horror is upon you, but for us, it's just another episode of Distorted View.
The Distorted View Halloween Special is brought to you by new Cool Mint Accufresh.
Wake up every morning, scrub your eyeballs out real clean.
I'm Dr. Kip Fleming, unlicensed hobbyist optometrist, with some exciting eye news. Much like brushing your teeth is important to keep your smile healthy, new medical research I found on a YouTube channel says twice daily eye brushing is equally important to healthy eyesight. That's why I created the world's first eye brush. Hard, coarse bristles go deep at peeling away all sorts of eye tartar. Just apply a dime-size amount of Accufresh Ginger Lemon Mint Eye Paste to the brush and scrub away. That's the sound of a healthier gaze. Dr. Kip's Eye Brush and Accufresh, available exclusively at Lohman Supercenters.
Wake up every morning, scrub those apples down real clean.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, October 30th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, hot dog recipes from a weird YouTube family. Plus, a horny old gay guy is looking for action, and no, it's not me. The food fucker rapes and rates a pumpkin, and Antifa worships a 4-foot pussy statue. All this coming up today.
The gays are going to get it. They're going to make you conform to them. You're going to say you like anal sex, you like oral sex, you like bestiality.
I would love to rape a rooster.
Fucking thrilling.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, finally, 20 minutes into the show. Welcome, everybody, to Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson. Got a great program for you. Hope you enjoyed all of the past Halloween crap we've done here on DV. I thought I would sort of compile it and play it for you. Tomorrow is Halloween, although most of you are probably going to hear this on Halloween or after. Doesn't really matter. Is there even a Halloween this year? The whole year has been Halloween. Very scary, right? So I've got a great program. Hey, speaking of scary, I just happened to run across this YouTube channel. It's just a family who kind of just records themselves. They're a little white trash, but they're like good-natured, not mean people. They're slightly weird. What am I talking about? Well, take a look at the chapter artwork. You may be wondering, what the hell is that monstrosity? It looks like dick sticking out of cat vomit. That's an original recipe from the matriarch of this family and the owner of the YouTube channel, Sea Sparkle's Corner. That would make her Sea Sparkle, I guess. Let Sea Sparkle explain what the hell she's about to bake.
And today, we're going to make a new and different type of recipe called Wiener Loaf. With it, you're going to need green onions.
Okay, I don't know if you picked up on this, but the cameraman has got a runny nose and he keeps trying to suck up his snot. And you'll hear that throughout the video.
Your favorite hot dog, whichever type you like, and a pound of your favorite ground turkey, chicken, ground beef, whatever, and 2 cups of breadcrumbs.
We're not going to play the whole video here, but what they're making is hot dog meatloaf. And it's strange because you hear hot dog meatloaf and you think it's a meatloaf made out of hot dog. The hot dog is in the meatloaf, incorporated, right? But again, if you look at the featured image over there at distortedview.com, superfreaksideshow.com or whatever, it's like, it looks like a meatloaf with hot dogs sprouting out of it. Whole long hot dog sticks just like stuck in the meatloaf.
And put all of it.
You don't need it right now.
So she's making it right now. She's combined all of the ingredients into the meatloaf, and she's putting it in her pan.
As you can see, this fills an entire loaf pan. All right, take your wieners now and shove them in your loaf.
I'm pretty sure that's a euphemism for butt sex.
All right, we're going to put our wieners into our loaf.
She talks about wiener placement quite a lot in this video.
Make sure you get your wieners all the way down inside the pans. All right. You want to get those wieners down there.
For some reason, she refuses to call them hot dogs. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Use your finger. Poke down into your loaves. This is something you can have kids do. Kids love to.
Okay, this guy sucking up his snot is too much.
We're making room for the other wieners.
So yeah, she just, you know, she sticks like 13 wieners in this meatloaf. They're all sticking up.
Push the wiener out of the way and make room. Okay, we've got all the wieners now in here. And make sure they're well buried.
Oh my God. Hurt.
Pushed in there. Okay, let me rinse it off and we're going to put the last layer on here.
The last layer has to be just a bunch of like liquid cheese, right?
Last ingredient, tomato ketchup.
It's a thick layer of ketchup.
Now we're going to put the tomato ketchup.
This is something I would expect to see on the Merrill Howard Galen Show. Hi, everybody. We're going to make hot dog meatloaf today. She takes it out of the oven. It looks like it looks edible. It's some blackened hot dogs and meatloaf.
I'm going to take a taste of it. See, everything is done perfect. You get 2 things. You get your hot dogs, which get cooked in there, and you get your loaf.
Yes.
So
we understand the concept.
I'm going to give a taste of both.
You stuck hot dogs in a meatloaf and baked it.
With the ketchup on top.
Oh, I bet you that's delicious.
Delicious.
Like I mentioned, this YouTube channel is just a bunch of vlogs from the family. There's a video of some guy in the family installing a bidet. I shit you not. Yes, a bidet. There's videos from their trips and stuff. They do a bunch of recipes, and they seem to always involve hot dogs. Like this one that just sounds disgusting.
This is Sparkle's Corner. Today, we're making a hot dog macaroni and cheese type of casserole all in one with breadcrumbs, you'll see.
In the description, it is described as a penne pasta with cheese and hot dog.
It's an old world recipe from Italy. I did a search because they've got a lot of videos. I just did a search for hot dog, right? Hot dog meatloaf, oven baked hot dogs in steak buns, microwaving hot dogs, wrapped burger on a hot dog, tricolor mac and cheese hot dog, beans and hot dogs, spaghetti and sauce with hot dogs, Pringle hot dog flavored potato chips. It goes on and on and on with the wieners. Again, they've got other videos. The son records himself playing with toys. The son is probably like 20.
I'm going to eat your chocolate, Chris.
That's Godzilla speaking.
You'll never stop me. Yes, I will.
I'm not sure who that, what that action figure is.
But you'll never take it. It is I, Jace Builder from Magic the Gathering. Oh. Rawr.
Godzilla fighting Magic the Gathering character.
They kick a match from the And Jace is all like, dude, you can't do that because it's a Pokemon. And he's like, I can tell it because I'm Dragon.
It is so weird to see a grown adult play with toys like a kid would. I'm Godzilla, rah, rah. And then he like picks up Godzilla and smashes it into the other action figure. This is what happens when your only source of nutrition is hot dogs and hot dog related foods. Stunted growth. It's just a strange family. But again, they're not bad people. I'll provide a link on the show notes so you can watch and make fun of them with me. Also sharing his life on YouTube is Robert Champagne. I think you're going to like this guy. He shares a lot. He gives out his address at the start of every video. He actually wants you to track him down.
Harlem, East Harlem, apartment 2C.
I cut off part of the address because we don't need to hear the whole thing.
121st Avenue. Okay. 2205 Wagner House is built at 18. Looking for my hot guy. Looking to be your hot sailor, your hot captain on lust. Yeah. You want to go grab the tits, man?
I should say that he appears to be completely naked. I don't know if he's wearing like a G-string or something. He's got kind of a belly that covers up what would be underneath. He's also wearing a captain's hat.
My hot guy looking to be your hot sailor, your hot captain on lust.
I think that's why he made that comment.
Yeah. You want to go grab the tits, man? Yeah, looking for hot black or Latino guys out there want to bang, use and abuse this hot, dirty captain, man. Ships ahoy. Yeah. Ships ahoy, man. Coming on, man. Come on over. Let's get down. Let's see a little ships ahoy guy. Yeah, use me to your pleasure. Yeah. Serious response, man. Looking to take it hard. Yeah. Right? Come on, baby. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
He's really about the tits. He's pinching his nipples and slapping his chest.
Yeah, I'm looking to take it hard, guys. Yeah. I'm looking to take it hard, baby. I'm looking to be your lust boat, man. Are you out there, guys? You want to party? You want to play? You black or Latino man of color? You want a hot, sexy, hardcore semen? You want to put your semen over my face, man? Your hot semen? That's waiting to sprout out of your hot tube, man? Yeah, shoot all over my face, down my throat, my butt. Let me know, man. 9-1.
This video is 10 minutes long, and I think it's 10 minutes of this.
7-353-2913 at East Harlem. Apartment 2C, second floor. Looking to take it hard, looking to take it good. You're walking around, baby. You want to blow that load, jack off, and use me as your hot use and abuse, man.
Again, all of his videos are like this. I'm going to pick out another one. This time he's wearing a baseball cap.
Some fun. Looking for some guys who want to give me. You want to fill me up, man. You want to blow me with your cream. Your urine and your cream, man. Urine and cream, man. Come give me urine and your cream, man. As I said, this goes only for guys who are 18 and up.
I mean, come on. He's not a criminal pervert here. He's just a regular pervert.
Locked and loaded, man. You got to load that cream. Come on. Give it to this hot, dirty, white daddy coach and let me scream, man. When I scream, push up and take some ball. Cream my face like a mushroom soup, baby. Dripping on my mustache, my chin, everything, my face, man. When I shoot my eyes.
Mushroom soup.
Guys, shit that could come like cream in my white pie. Here I am, guys, waiting for you guys. Jazzman 2395 Wagner House.
He talks like his asshole is up for bid at an auction. Anyone want to shoot in my eye? Shoot in my eye. Cream in my ass. I'm looking for somebody cream in my ass. Urine in my ass. Urine and cream in my ass. Mushroom soup. Another video. Again, he's pretty much naked except for a leather hat and a spiky studded necklace.
Let's get with the magic. Let's get with the thing, man. Let's bang it. Let's swing it, man. Let's do it like this, man. Let's get down. Tie me, chain me, beat me. Hey, you can move him totally free. And like I said, and I want to be up there. So if you're a thug, punk, a homeless guy, ex-cons, or some dirty, or some old man pervert out there just want to come over, use me, come on, baby.
I mean, when he records these, he's obviously high as fuck, right? I mean, he's sweating profusely in these videos. It looks like there are hundreds of these things. I'm going to provide a link on the show notes today to this channel so you can check Robert Champagne out for yourself. Screen him for me. Do you think I should go out on a date with him? All right, real quick, couple other short clips. The election is just a few days away. Let's check in with Joe Biden.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Oh, Jesus.
Heavy rotation, I don't know what you're saying. Heavy rotation, a shabba shabba shiki jam. Heavy rotation, I don't know what you're saying. It's a heavy rotation election.
Well, a very, very heavy rotation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace those for the bit. They have the pit.
Thank you. Yes, someone in the Discord, Category 5 aborted Fetacane, posted a link to a video someone made of a Mary Poppins remix of Joe Biden's little slip up or stroke out.
My father gave me nails that week and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word, a sight we ate the nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
I'm trying to figure out what Joe Biden was trying to say. I think he was saying something about international pressure. That's just part of it, though. There's other words smashed in there. Either way, the next 4 years are going to be interesting. Continue to be interesting. Tylersaurus Rex sent along a link. He's been trying to send this to me for a long time, and I have seen it, but I haven't played it because we've played Bruce before. Bruce of Bruce's fucking food reviews. Remember that guy who fucks food and then eats it and lets us know how it is, I guess? So we featured him a few times. He hasn't really been producing new content. Although he did make a Halloween special, in it he is again nude, but he's wearing a cape and he's dressed up like Dracula.
Good evening, and welcome to Bruce's fucking food reviews. I'm Bruce.
Today, of course, is a very special installment.
We have a jack-o'-lantern. I love the jack-o'-lantern.
How much do you love it, Brucey?
And now, it's time to fuck the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, it looks like he, obviously cut a hole in the jack-o'-lantern and he's sliding his dick in.
It makes me feel good.
Great. This is bound to go down as the next great Halloween special. Move over, Charlie Brown. This is going to be airing on CBS every year from now on.
Blah. Blah.
He stays in character. I like that.
Blah.
This goes on for a while.
Still, you dirty, stinking jack-o'-lantern. Oh. Blah. Blah. Blah.
It's funny because Bruce likes to fuck food, but very rarely does he get hard in these videos. I think he has a problem. You know, he's an older guy. Later, he fucks a quesadilla.
You dirty quesadilla.
It seems like he gets harder for the quesadilla. He finds the quesadilla more attractive than the pumpkin. But then he goes back to the jack-o'-lantern because, you know, it is the Halloween special. That's where he finishes.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you fucking whore.
You can definitely hear him and his dick slapping and making juicy noises. He eventually comes without much fanfare, but the real point of the review is to assign it a number. How good was the food fucking?
I fucked a jack-o'-lantern.
We know. It was scary.
And to my surprise, there was a quesadilla inside, and I fucked the quesadilla.
As an audience, we got so much from Bruce today.
The pumpkin, I rate 10 Brucey Gooseys out of 10 Brucey Gooseys.
Wow! Ta-da!
And the quesadilla. The quesadilla is also 10 Brucey Gooseys.
Oh my God!
Out of 10 Brucey Gooseys.
Unprecedented.
Thank you for tuning in. And remember, don't play with your food. Fuck it!
See, this is why Quibi failed. This is the type of content they should have been airing. Should have gave Brucey a deal. A little short-form show there. All right, thank you very much, Bruce, for your food-fucking review. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting the show. Best way to do that? Sign up for the Sideshow, DV's member site, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, 15 years worth of stupidity, thousands of shows in the archives, yours for only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Archives are not the only thing you're going to get. Every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive program, and we did another one on Tuesday. This, believe it or not, is how I make my living. So if you like the show, please consider supporting it. Again, SuperFreakSideshow.com. There are other ways. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Maybe you can't afford to sign up for the Sideshow. You can maybe just afford a buck or two or five or something. You can do that over there, patreon.com/distortedview. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, this one is from the New York Post. I just don't know how legit it is. I always thought, like, the New York Post was kind of a legitimate news source, and then, like, the whole Hunter Biden laptop story came out, and people were like, oh, it's a tabloid! You can't believe what the New York Post says, but can you? I don't know. Cops in California's Bay Area... I've got no time for that today. Cops said there was a cult or activist group party involving a 4-foot model vagina on the beach. Cool. It's like Burning Man, but with a pussy. Cults always throw the best parties. I would bring my own drink, though.
Come on, we're all going to drink Kool-Aid.
No, don't partake in that. Be smart if you're invited to a cult party. All right, the cult-like gathering was broken up by cops just hours after police responded to a suspected Antifa gathering at the same location. This is why I thought the story might be bullshit, because you know, Antifa's the big boogeyman. Just kind of looks like the New York Post is trying to link this pussy party to Antifa. At around 9:33 p.m., Richmond cops responded to the Antifa report when they discovered 50 people dressed in all-black uniforms, sounds like Antifa, who had traveled to the beach on a party bus. I wonder if they knew there was going to be a party. I would assume they did, because someone had to construct that 4-foot vagina. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. I'm just saying, like, all right, if I was in Antifa, I would bring a change of clothes with me for the party. You wear all black to the protest or whatever, and then, you know, you switch into your party outfit. At least, like, t-shirt and flip-flops or something for the beach. The dark-clad group, which were described as a possible Antifa meetup with a big 4-foot pussy, agreed to get back on the party bus and disperse without incident. Just hours later, police found another group of 60 people listening to the climate change recordings. What? Huddled around the giant facsimile of a vagina and a dock building nearby. They really need to get a DJ for their parties. They're sitting around listening to climate change recordings. Is this The Onion? The group was identified, warned for trespassing, and escorted out. Apparently, the group was listening to recordings about climate change and Mother Earth while assembled around a 4-foot model vagina, according to Richmond Police Chief Al Whale. Whale said the second group had no affiliation with Antifa, but instead was some type of cult gathering inside the dock building. So this was the second gathering. The first gathering was on the beach with the giant pussy. Then the giant pussy was moved to this dock building. Boy, that pussy gets around. That cunt is used up. All right. Inside the dock building, police located some items that won't further be described here that led the police officers to believe this was some type of a cult group or activist group, since the event was in close proximity to the Chevron refinery. One person tweeted, "Who's the Bay Area noob that wrote this article? This sounds like a pretty standard Bay Area underground art party to me. Not a cult or scary Antifa. People in San Francisco are just fucking weird. I wish I would have at least got a picture of the 4-foot vagina. New York Post didn't want to include that image, though. It's a family newspaper, whatever. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Down home of Florida. Yeah. Did I'm on my own day. Have it, have it all. Florida is on my own day. Praise Jesus.
From Clearwater, Florida, Ryan Ferry.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
He is not a careless fairy. He is just a fairy. He's Ryan Ferry. He's married to a woman. Ryan Ferry is at his wit's end. Ever since he moved into his Clearwater home, his neighbor Ken has been a thorn in his side. He's threatened to shoot me in the face numerous times, said Ferry. My wife can't go out back and sunbathe because he'll pull up a chair and take pictures of her. Last week, Ferry had a surprise birthday party for his wife and made the mistake of hanging some lights on his side of his neighbor's fence. There's a fence dividing the properties. Mr. Ferry hung some lights, and his neighbor did not like that. He started complaining about the lights later on that evening, and it just went downhill from there. Neighbor Ken, full name Ken Nielsen, called police, and officers responded asking Ferry to remove the lights. Nielsen called again, this time even more agitated. It was that call that led to his arrest. I have the local news report here. I want to play just a portion of it because it contains a part of the 911 call. So Ken, the old guy, called 911 to complain about his neighbor. And he ends up getting arrested over it.
That neighbor, Ken Nielsen, called 911.
They got lights up on my fence. I'm sick of these dumb motherfuckers.
While officers were en route, he let the dispatcher know he was capable of handling the situation himself.
Do you have any weapons?
I got a ton of fucking weapons. I got fucking hand grenades. I'll blow them out of the ground.
This is video of Nielsen entering the county jail. He's now facing a charge of threatening to discharge a destructive device after
probably the grenades, right? Even though Ken Nielsen was taken into custody, he was released after he posted a $1,650 bond. Apparently, Ken has been arrested before for similar issues. He assaulted another neighbor back in 2016. In that case, officers say he was upset because the victim was pressure washing while he was trying to watch the Olympics. He pled guilty to that charge in 2017. As for Mr. Ferry, well, he and his wife were very familiar with the neighborhood, he said, and they were looking for a house in the area for some time before finding the one they settled on. Now, they can't wait to fucking leave. We're fixing it up. And we're finishing up the house, and we're going to end up moving. We just can't deal with this anymore. I would just wait it out, dude. You know, I was watching video of the cops bringing this dude, the neighbor, into custody. They have him in on a wheelchair. I think it's only a matter of time before he croaks. The fairies are a young couple. They can outlive this old coot. All right, final story we have for you today. Three men, as in adults, had to be rescued by firefighters after they got stuck inside a tumble dryer. Essex County Fire and Rescue Service were called to a derelict laundry site in Bower Hill, Epping at 6:35 p.m. on Friday. They found three young men, all believed to be in their late teens, stuck in the industrial-sized dryer. While two of them had successfully climbed in, the third got his ankles trapped in the door. The fire service had to call out Essex police, helicopter medical emergency service, and the ambulance service's hazardous area response team to come try to rescue the men. Could you imagine if that happened here in the United States? You need an ambulance, the fire department, and a helicopter from the hospital? You'll be paying those medical bills off the rest of your life. All for trying to get in a dryer at a laundromat, which I've done before. We've all done that, right? Maybe not all of us, but I think I have some pictures of young Tim. I think Joey took, like when I was in my early 20s or something. Joe and I used to go in the middle of the night to the laundromat, and we would just, you know, goof around while we were waiting for our clothes to get done. No one else was in there. I think I told Joe to take pictures. This was like before digital cameras, right? So I was like, here, take this camera, take pictures of me. I'm going to scan them and I can put them on my website. These are like my press photos. I remember there's one of me like with my legs crossed on top of a washing machine, modeling it like one of Barker's beauties. You'll never see that photo. It's too gay for TV or the internet in this case. But I'm pretty sure there's, I may have posted it recently because I think Joey sent it to me, a picture of me in a dryer. I would not be stupid enough to try to get a second or third person into a laundromat dryer. That's pretty fuckwitted. They used a range of heavy equipment and removed the dryer door so the third man could free himself. All three were given pain relief and left in the care of paramedics. I was hoping two of the three would have died. That would have made a good ending to this story. The third guy just had to have a leg amputated. All their lives have been destroyed because of this laundromat of doom. All right. See, very scary for your Halloween. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. I love to hear from you freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. Our voicemail line is 206-666-4463. Going to be playing some of those in just a second. But first, let me tell you how to reach me. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. If you're on social media, great news. I am too. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Twitter, I am @distortedview. Same for Instagram, @distortedview. And of course, we've got a Discord where all the freaks are hanging out. So you can chat with other like-minded idiots. There's a link on the main navigation bar. Just click the Discord link. All right, let's do some patron calls first.
Hello, Tim, Timmy Boo of Jagu. Hey, freaks. I can call myself a freak till the cows come home, but I didn't enjoy getting my dick spit on while I'm getting a blowjob. I don't know. I just go
up. It's kind of rude to be spit on. I understand it's like it's a sex thing. You got to get the dick wet, but I don't like when people spit at me.
Been down dick the jaw crazy, but don't.
You want to get my dick wet? You suck it.
Spit on my dick. That's like disrespecting my cock.
Yeah,
you want to give me a blowjob? You better show that cock some love and go
We're
up.
We're very
and
simpatico.
Down and suck.
Yeah.
Don't be spitting on my fucking cock. Yeah. It'll just. Let it get wet naturally.
Fucking hawking loogies on our pristine, precious penises.
Use your fucking saliva from your sucking skills.
Like it's, you know, some sort of gutter trash cock.
You need to spit on that motherfucker. You shouldn't even be sucking dick.
Like, if you were going to have, like, a homeless guy, fuck you. Right? I could understand spitting on his cock. You're not going to blow a homeless guy's dick, right? Because he's not washed or something. So you don't want your lips to touch the dick. You can spit on it.
Wait, another thing what I want
to... It's okay to have in your ass or pussy or
to talk about is...
Whatever.
See, back in the 80s, if you look at porn from back in the 80s, bitches didn't shave their pussies.
Right.
Okay. But the 90s came along and...
everything was...
Women...
No hair anywhere.
The shaving... Bare pussy, no hair, hairless pussy.
Yes.
I think they even had a magazine called Shaved, but anyway, then the 2000s came and child pornography became mainstream. Do you think it's...
I wouldn't say it's mainstream, but...
Bitches didn't stop, you know, let the shit...
I wonder if, like, because of the 90s, you know, we all got used to hairless pussies, and then that just sort of... led guys down a dangerous path. They're like, you know what? I love this idea of hairless pussies, but the problem is a lot of these cunts are worn out. They've been with a bunch of dudes. I would like the look of that pussy, but something in a tighter package. And, you know where that leads. Leads to an elementary school playground and to a felony, apparently.
I like whenever you refer to black people or the blacks, you always like sound super aggressive in your voice.
It's just blacks.
Like, yeah, you know, I don't want to accept the blacks. The blacks.
Yeah. I'm trying to be careful, too. I say blacks because that's what they want to be referred to as, right? They don't even like being called African-Americans anymore. So I'm trying to be sensitive and call them blacks, but apparently my racism just can't help but come out in some way. So I just say blacks very aggressive. You blacks. I don't think I ever say you blacks. Blacks. I can't help it. Not true. I love all people, especially the blacks. Woo! My true colors are shining through.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's a little baby faggot. Hope all's going well. I don't know if you heard, but they're predicting another big shopping surge. So toilet paper and all that shit's going to be out of stock at the
Can you just call in with this information?
Grocery stores?
Or did I talk about this? I don't know.
I know you've been having trouble getting your bidet installed.
Well, it's just because I haven't tried.
And here's what I can do. I can reach out to you on social media.
No, I know how we can install the bidet. Don't worry
and,
about that.
Let you know who I am and that we can set up like a Zoom thing so that way I don't get your phone number. So I don't give it out to everybody for fun.
I mean, thank you for the offer, but, you know, we can figure out how how to install the bidet. That's not the issue.
Tim, I'm utterly convinced every time I try to leave you a voicemail, people try to talk to me, like, knock on the window. I'm, like, utterly convinced it's a thing.
Yeah.
But, all right, anyway, Tony Perlap's calling in. I just wanted to say that, oh, man. A friend of mine went to the bars last night, and now she said she doesn't feel very well. She said she's got diarrhea, and she's got a fever. And she's like, it's very weird. I'm like, gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. Because I live just on the outside of a college town, like 10 minutes away. And the COVID map to where I live is in the fucking red.
Oh, yeah. Same here in Cincinnati. And as a matter of fact, one of Lord Douche's co-workers, kids, teacher, got the Rona. And then so then everyone had to sort of get tested, right? Right?
So, like, while I'm being the...
Lord Douche had the swab up his nose
doll,
and everything.
I'm going on total fucking lockdown again. I'm basically just going to work. And then going home, like, I'm not going anywhere because I refuse to. Because, you know, COVID, it's real. It's a thing. People need to fucking figure that out.
True.
And, yeah, so she's like all...
Like 90,000 cases, new cases reported now every day.
All concerned that she might have it. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have went to a bar that probably doesn't have higher than a B-plus inspection rating. Anyway, Tim, keep up the great work.
Everyone stay safe out there, you know? Be like me. Hate people and never want to see them. I'm cruising through this pandemic, no problem, by the way. I know that a lot of people are depressed and they miss seeing people and going places. Not me. I told you, I'm ready to hunker down for another year. I'm like, all right, season one is over with. Let's start season two of this pandemic. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. StoredView.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
True and international average of pressure.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize these shows. Thank you guys so much for a great week of programs. I will be back to do this all over again on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
A very new fragrance for men.
Turbo. By Fabergé. This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.